It was confusion at times. This is again me looking from the outside when the agreement came into place. There was interest charge. It was over 3 years. I'm not sure the consumer understood it. I'm not sure he understood the bills. As you know, speaking as a layperson, there was a problem after the agreement had been terminated. That Manx Gas continued to collect the rebate, and that was resolved with some intervention.
Which rebate are you referring to there?
This is this 3 year. Thing where they pay it back over 3 years. If they've earned excess profit, then they have to pay it back. Mm-hmm. If it's over 9.9%, they have to pay it back over 3 years, and they charge interest. Equally, the other way around, if they don't earn that, they can claw back from the consumers. And I noticed, I think it was on my bill, March 2020, I think other people had noticed it as well, that they were still collecting this rebate. I think it was called rebate. But that was resolved. But yeah, I'd certainly say it wasn't clear to the consumer what was going on and how it was worked out. And perhaps that was a deficiency in the agreement.
And was so that you're saying that wasn't in the remit with the OFT, that was a deficiency in the actual agreement?
No, what I'm saying is it was in the agreement that this happened. It was set out in the schedule how it would be calculated, 3 years with interest, but the consumer wouldn't necessarily understand that. Mm. When they see it on the bill, they wouldn't necessarily understand what's going on. And I think that could have been made clearer somehow, right at the outset, that the consumer has to understand where this rebate's coming from.